Hi, I'm Lorenzo. Welcome to the third edition of Podcast Open Mic. And have a special friend here, Frank Panisi, who appeared on a Lorenzo Commentaries. I think he was the only live performer on our Lorenzo Commentaries. That was during a Begathon. Now, I can't remember the year. I'd have to look it up. But he is here with Cora. St. Ours? Yeah. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yeah. Thank goodness. I was worried about that. And so Frank has an original song. And, well, I'll hand it over to you guys. Tell me about the song. Tell me about a little how you guys play and all that good stuff.
Thanks. Thanks, Lorenzo. It's so great to be here with you. The song, we both work at the Morrison Center. We've been part of the Morrison Sunshine Band, and we've been playing together for the last few years. And I just turned 65. I'm going to be 65 this year. And for me to be able to, and I've been with the Sunshine Band for like 15 years, to all of a sudden have Cora and Emily's not here tonight, but the three of us really came together so much in the last couple of years that I thought there have been songs written in the past that just kind of go off into the wind and you never hear them or forget them and they're gone. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was such a special time that we shared together. I mean, laughs and working with the clients and music each, and we still do. We currently do that too. That I said, you got to capture this. Can't let it go. It's got to be something that long after I'm gone, that at least this moment will be still alive. And Cora is a magnificent talent. And I can't believe that at this stage in my life that I'm able, and so is Emily. So when we recorded this, I wrote two songs, one for Cora, one for Emily.
And we'll be back for Emily, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And Emily will come back for Cora's song. But Cora's here to sing on Emily's song that wrote, to try to just somehow capture these last couple of some of the most special moments of my life. And certainly.
So what's the song you're going to perform today?
It's called Emily.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And Corey, if I could just stress one thing, Lorenzo, just how much it means to be able to sing with this young lady. She, the world.
Right back at you.
I hope the world gets to hear her.
Is the other song called Cora?
It just happens to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
There's a preview for it.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay.
So, shall we, Cora?
We shall.
Maybe we can just move it this.
Here you go, you must be leaving again to places far and unknown. This time so very different, my friend. You're standing here all on your own. Nighttime disturbs all the things you know. The light at the edge of the world sees something inside you, much more than a dream. My dear, everybody but you. You're trying to find something you lost and something that you never knew. You meet heroes and villains and wizards along the way, and visions of how life should be. Your beauty will always of the night. You're swept up and you're dizzy and you're wondering why. Images racing, you're caught in the eye. You begin to realize. You see campfires and strangers, Grand Cafe, island men, Zen, and your whole family. You're crying, you're laughing hysterically. Grand Cora appears, what a fantasy. You go deeper and deeper, you won't come up for air. Farther and farther, you don't even care. Higher and higher, there's a moon over there. New land softly. All the things you know, the light at the edge of the world. See something inside you, so wild and free.
Emily.
That was lovely.
Thank
and
you.
And you weren't underestimating her voice there. You
were. Oh, yes, I know.
You have a lovely voice.
And world, get ready for Chorus St.
Yeah.
Louis. If I can mention one thing about that song, it just occurred to me as we're doing it.
Sure.
What happened was this close-knit, of course, we have some other wonderful, talented singers at the center, too. I'm Kevin from the Greenhouse,
yep.
is a major player, and Dez and Kim. But what I wanted to mention was that song. Emily left us for a couple months, and she went on this journey. And the song was written prior to her. There was just something in her life that she went on this somewhat of a wild journey. And it was just so funny that we were feeling also connected that the song really kind of captured her journey in a mm-hmm. way. But it was before she even. Left.
Well, thank you. Well, I hope you'll come back
thank
with
you.
Emily to sing Cora.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, Lorenzo.
And Cora, please come back as well.
Thanks so much.
So, okay, you are listening to Podcast Open Mic, and if you want to come in, need you to do an original song, and we'll chat, and we're good. So, podcastopenmic@gmail.com. Drop me a line. This is Lorenzo. I'll talk to you soon.